Sports Time on WRCO is coming up, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. First of all, today in high school softball, Prairie du Chien a winner against Highland 11-4. Iowa Grant defeated Highland 3-2. And Iowa Grant over Prairie du Chien 12-2 in five innings in a triangular today. In girls soccer, Iowa Grant with the win against Prairie du Chien Co-op 12-2. And Portage Poinette over Ripon 4-2, the final score. Packers continue to make the draft today and wrapping up their draft weekend. Last night in the second round with the number 52 overall pick, they took cornerback Brandon Cisse of North Carolina. In the third round, number 77 overall, defensive lineman Chris McClellan of Missouri. In the fourth round, number 120 overall, edge rusher Danny Dennis Sutton out of Penn State. In the fifth round, number 153 overall, offensive lineman Jager Burton of Kentucky. Sixth round, number 201 overall, cornerback Domani Jackson of Alabama. And in the sixth round, they actually traded up to 216 overall for a place kicker, Trey Smack. Paul Skeens had a perfect game into the seventh inning. Connor Griffin hit his first career home run on his 20th birthday and drove in three runs to help the Pirates beat the Brewers 6-0 last night. The former National League Cy Young winner didn't allow a base runner until Jake Bauer's sharp single to right with two outs in the seventh. He was vying to become the first pitcher to throw a perfect game at American Family Field. There have been two no-hitters. Skeens gave up one hit over seven shutout innings. He struck out seven and did not walk a batter. He threw 93 pitches, 62 for strikes. Mason Montgomery and Isaac Mattson completed the one-hitter. The Brewers face Pittsburgh in Game 2 of their three-game series tonight. First pitch is at 6:40. You can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at 5 minutes after 6. Also in sport news today, Jermaine McCoy's wait at the NFL draft ended when the Raiders picked him in the fourth round. The Tennessee cornerback missed last season with a torn ACL but had six interceptions in 25 games with the Volunteers and Oregon State. McCoy is eager to help the Raiders' defense, which struggled last season. The draft's final day began with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announcing that Pittsburgh had set a two-day attendance record with more than 600,000 fans cramming around the draft stage. LeBron James scored a total of 29 points, including a tying three-pointer with 13 seconds left in regulation. Marcus Smart had 8 points in overtime, and the Lakers took advantage of a Houston Rockets team missing Kevin Durant for a 112-108 victory last night. Caitlin Clark was excited to get back on the court and play in a WNBA game, even if it was just the preseason. The Indiana Fever star played in her first game for the Fever in 9 months today after injuries derailed her second season. She played in just 13 games. That is an update on sports today. I am Phil Nee.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.